Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening is written in Paul's letter to the Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 8. But God shows his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, death on a cross, a sentence handed down only to the worst of criminals. But that is what happened to Jesus, who was guilty of no crimes whatsoever. But he had to die. That is what Paul is emphasizing in our text for this evening. We could say that Paul says, Christ died for us. We will first of all look at our sinful condition. While we were still sinners, that's true of all of us, isn't it? From birth, from conception, we are sinners. Now, some people seem to think that babies are born sinless. How many times have you gone to the hospital when you to see a mother and her baby, and that baby's perfect? Not so. My granddaughter put it very, very succinctly. She said, my dad's a sinner. My mom's a sinner. Duh, I'm a sinner. We all are sinners right from the get-go. And because we are sinners, we're in trouble. God says, you must obey my commandments or else you will not go to heaven. We can't. Therefore, we deserve eternal death. Now, again, a lot of people are misled, and especially we hear this at funeral homes. This loved one of ours has lived such a wonderful life, has tried so hard to honor God. Therefore, God will reward him or her with heaven. That's possible if you're perfect. God said, be you therefore perfect, even as my Father in heaven is perfect. That's what God expects of us, perfection. Therefore, since we're not perfect, we cannot gain heaven on our own. We need help. But God shows his love for us in this. God shows his love for us who are sinners. And how did he show it? Well, even before the world was even created, he already knew what Adam and Eve would do. And we're told God, our Savior, will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of truth. Therefore, they had to have a way to be saved. So he said to his son, I want you eventually at the appointed time to leave heaven. When I heard that the first time when I was a kid, I thought, how could he do that? That's a place we all want to go to. And now he's going to leave it? And he's going to have a body to wear. He's going to be a human being with all of its weaknesses. He's going to be hungry. He's going to be tired. He's going to cry. And he's going to have to grow up. The Lord Father has said to him, you have to be a human being for two reasons. You have to be under my laws, which I told mankind you have to obey and they can't. And so you're going to have to do it for them. And so he was a human being under his father's laws as man. But as God, at the same time, he was also able to obey those laws perfectly. And he did. Not once did he sin. And now he tells us, you who believe in me, I give you a special robe to wear when you appear before the judgment seat of my Father. It's my perfection. And when you wear it, he won't see your sinful nature. It's gone. And he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant, come and enter heaven with me. That was one reason why he had to be a human being. And why? Because he loved us, he did that. But on this day, we look at the other reason. He had to die. His father said, in the Old Testament times, I've ordered my people to sacrifice a lamb to atone for the sins of the people. A sacrifice repeated over and over again because it didn't work. But a sacrifice which pointed ahead to the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. And that's what Jesus did. He sacrificed himself on the cross to pay for our sins. That was the plan that God devised for us because he loved us, even though we daily disobey him. Christ died for us. He fulfilled his plan. He told his father, I'll do it. In the Garden of Gethsemane, as he was facing immediate death, he prayed to his father, if there is some other way, tell me. But whatever your way is, I'll do it. And he did. He allowed himself to be arrested, to be abused, spit on, beat, called a criminal. His accusers said things that were wrong, but he never said a word because he knew, this is why I have come. His disciples told him before he went up to Jerusalem the last time, don't go because your life will be in danger. But he said, I have to go. That's why I have come. And when he prayed to his father, he knew what he had to do. Angels came and gave him strength, and he went and did it. I often imagine the scene on Golgotha when the cross finally got there, and so did Jesus. The cross was on the ground, and I can imagine Jesus not fighting a bit, laying on the cross with his hands outstretched and his feet together, letting them put the nails in his hands and in his feet, never complaining, never resisting, because he said, that's why I have come. And look what he did when he was on the cross. His mother was there. The disciple he loved was there. And so he said to the disciple, there's your mother. And to his mother, there is your son. And John took care of Mary the rest of her life. To fulfill Old Testament prophecies, he said, I thirst. The first time they offered him vinegar and wine, it was a painkiller. He didn't want it. He had to suffer the total pain for our sins. And he did it. And finally, he had that drink because that was prophesied. And finally, he says, into your hands I commend my spirit. And yes, Jesus died. And with his death, he paid the price for our sins. He said the one word, which I'm going to tell you later on. We translate it, it is finished. And he meant it. That sacrifice paid for the sins of all people of all time. It never, ever has to be repeated again. It's done. In the Old Testament, they had to repeat that sacrifice. No longer. Jesus was the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world with his death. It's complete. And Sunday, we celebrate his resurrection. His victory over death and the devil. I don't know how many of you have seen the movie Risen. The devil throughout that movie is laughing as he sees the Lord going through all the toughness of the walk to the cross. And then they go to the scene at the tomb. It's open. And guess what? The devil's gone. He's defeated. He's lost the battle. Jesus is the victor. And therefore, we don't have to worry. Yes, we know the devil will try his hardest to lead us away, but because Jesus proclaimed his victory and his resurrection, and before that, his descent into hell, we know the devil cannot defeat us either. The Lord will make sure that we will not fall, that we will not lose our place or lose our faith. And we know that one day, because the Lord overcame death with his resurrection, we too will do the same. We will rise to live with him in glory. All of this because Jesus died for us. He was innocent. He died a criminal's death. He did it in our place because before God, we are the worst of criminals. He paid for our sins so we could go to heaven. He succeeded. We can truly say with Paul, Christ died for us. Amen.